How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Yes.
I like that. Hello.
Hello. Yes, like somebody just knocking on the back door and letting themselves in. Hello.
Ooh.
Ooh. My mum always says that. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a very my family thing too.
It's funny, isn't it? I hadn't thought about how funny it is.
It's very... It's someone that's very at home in your house.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think that's... It reminds me of when Elton John made that thing, Tantrums and Tiaras. Did you ever watch that?
No.
That's when my obsession with Elton John really galvanised.
I thought Tantrums and Tiaras was about children that did dance shows.
It should have... Well, in a way. But at one point he's playing tennis. It's his thing. And someone comes down to the tennis court and goes, "Ooh, Elton!" And he doesn't know.
That's funny.
Or maybe he did know this woman, and he has this massive meltdown. Which,
really?
I mean, I'm sure he was just trying to play tennis, and it probably is annoying if somebody's like, "Ooh, Elton."
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah, every day, all day. So he has a big meltdown in the lift.
Oh, dear.
And I'm sure it's... But, you know, it's quite endearing, interestingly. When you're vulnerable, it's endearing.
Well, we've both made a living out of it, so...
Hello.
Hello.
Right. Susie, have you got your tree up yet?
No, I haven't. It's being delivered tomorrow.
Delivered? What? Who are you? Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Yes. Finally, you've realised.
Who? What? Who delivers? Deliveroo?
Alice found a man. You know how we love getting a man to do things. We're such bad women. We're such bad feminists.
No, I don't think that's... Well, I get.
Well, we were worried about... So Alice wanted to go and pick one up, and then she said, "We'll have to put it on the roof of the car." And then I got very worried about it maybe killing someone.
Oh, that's
like
so
me
true.
Breaking it, shooting off the back,
or the front,
and that being Christmas,
impaling someone.
Yes,
that would be what would happen, unfortunately.
And you know how much I love Christmas,
and how much you love catastrophizing. So it's a perfect...
I would
storm.
Say it's my Christmas and catastrophizing is my documentary, and you're going to walk in and go, "Ooh, Susie,
what's the Christmas tree?" And then
I'll have a meltdown in a lift.
That would be quite a festive way to go, wouldn't it? Like with a Christmas tree through yourself.
Yes, it would be. It really would be, and I think it would ruin Christmas for me.
It would really knock the shine off your pigs in blankets.
It would. Those piggies in blankies that I love.
Yeah.
Just shove in my trap. So, no, I don't have my Christmas tree up. I saw that you went and got one.
Yes.
Talk to me.
We went to a shop and got it. But we got the one that my mum told me not to get. Did I mention this last week?
Yes, I think you did. Yes. Because she thinks it drops or something.
Yes, and indeed, it is a bit... dropped. It is a little bit spiky underneath. It's not suitable for children.
Spiky underfoot.
Yes. So I'm worried we're just going to end up with a twig by the time we get to Christmas. But you know what?
That's okay. It'd be a twig in lights.
A twig in lights. Wouldn't that be a lovely thing? And I'm just going to embrace it.
Heroin chic.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know, it's got a nice scent.
Yes, of course. We're always talking about the Christmas scent.
And I'm just looking forward to... Because I bought a candelabra.
Are you gay?
You know what? I'm getting closer to thinking I might be. One of these days I'm going to give it a whirl.
Are they one of the massive ones?
No, it's not massive. It's quite size. It's quite the right...
But how many candles is on it?
Five. It's got four.
Wow.
And then one in the middle. And I just thought...
Have you lit it much?
I've lit it a couple of times.
Do you feel very festive?
I feel très festive, actually, when I light that by the tree.
Very nice. Don't set it on fire, Tom.
Oh, that's a point, actually. Don't leave it unsupervised.
Surely your mum's mentioned that.
You know, she would. She, yeah, that is a sort
she'd
of.
She'd feel similar.
And, you know, so, yeah, she's, you know, very conscious about that sort of thing. Tumble dryers overnight. You know the drill.
But you, I know. A candle, a curtain.
A candle, a curtain.
A phone call, a coffin.
Oh, exactly. That's a lovely series of Radio 4 plays.
I've still got my cough.
Seriously, this is terrible. COVID. Oh, no. You've been feeling bad.
Yeah. I've been really poorly, Tom. Oh, she's been on her deathbed.
Oh, no. What did Honestly. You have to try and make it better?
Not a lot. I did some sleeping.
That's best. You must have needed it.
Yeah, I felt really shit. Felt really, really shit. I had to sadly pull out of a gig that we were both doing.
Oh, that was okay.
Which was such a... Well, you can't help it. You feel so bad, don't you, when you have to pull out of things because you're not well. But... Mm. What's the other choice?
Mm.
Turn up and be like...
Yeah, that's the thing. And no, you need to rest. You're allowed to rest. I think we live in such a culture of work, 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 work. And
work, 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 work.
And check your emails all the time. Always be on call. Always respond to a message. Don't leave anybody waiting on a message. And that's tiring. Sometimes you just need
but
to...
I don't know that everyone's like that. I think that's a very me and you thing.
Well, maybe... Maybe that's true.
I think, but I do think society tells us we should always be smashing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you smashing it?
Absolutely smashing it. Oh, living my best life. It's so pressurizing.
Yeah, I'm living my good, fine life.
I'm living an average life. And do you know what? I quite like some cheese on toast before I go to bed. Is that, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Do you think that ever gives you nightmares?
I have them anyway, as you know.
Mm, of course. Living one.
The living one.
I like what your t-shirt says.
I can't remember where I got it from, actually. I think Hope looks good on you. I think it was from,
I thought it might be Brie.
No, I think it's actually a charity. It's a charity. I can't remember. Somebody will know. And somebody will be like, how dare you wear the t-shirt and not remember where they're from? I did post about it at the time, though.
Hope looks good on you. It looks nice.
Well, I've been trying.
Are you feeling hopeful today?
I've just done my boxing, Suze. And,
have you?
And I've been trying to concentrate on having Huel shakes rather than solid food. So I'm feeling a bit lighter because I was getting a bit sluggish.
Sure.
Don't know if it's healthy or not, but hey.
I think that Huel one's meant to be quite good, isn't it? Jenny Bead used to do it. And she's quite healthy.
A lot of people use it, yeah. I mean, I think there are different ones out there. I'm sure of it. Mm. But yeah, no, I just need to, like, I don't know, work out what I'm eating. I'm just eating and drinking. Drinking, like, accidentally. That's what I do. Would you like a glass of wine? Sure. Oh, it's 5 o'clock, Alf. Shall we have a cocktail?
Yeah. Yeah.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's 11. Do you want a Bloody Mary?
Yeah. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Empty calories.
It's lunchtime. Should we have a glass of champagne?
Shall we have... Not that food.
A Prosecco.
But tell me, what... what do you... What about the tree arriving tomorrow? Is it coming from a garden centre then?
It's coming from a man that delivers them, and then he comes and picks them up.
Oh, one of them. Oh, that's good. Was it expensive?
Yes, I don't know whether he replants them.
Probably throws them in a bin around the corner.
Throws them in a tip and then sets fire to it, which is great
actually,
for the world.
No bad thing.
Sorry, you asked me about the tree. So it's coming tomorrow. We're going to decorate it on Saturday morning whilst listening to Christmas music.
Oh, that is a lovely Saturday. And the right amount
of
time.
Nice plan, right?
2 weeks before is nice. We did it.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
We did it too early and the needles are going to fall. I know it. Will we be punished?
Listen, Tom, you can't... Don't be upset.
We're going to be punished.
You've done what you've done.
It was a cheaper one as well, the one that's sort of bushier but loses its needles.
No one's perfect.
Buy cheap, buy twice. And I try and keep the heating off, but the cold snap.
Oh, it has been cold though, hasn't it?
It's been so cold. Oh, I've got a hot water bottle too.
Have you, Tom? I've had one for years, of course. Of course.
Have you? Do you use it a lot?
All the time.
Cover on or just bare back?
Oh, I've got one that goes bare, but God, it's hot.
Yeah. You've got to keep shifting it around.
You do have to be careful.
Yeah.
So I've got one that's in a little jacket.
A nice little fur coat.
A little fleecy jacket.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely. Do you put it in? This is quite an interesting thing, perhaps, or maybe not. But do you put it in at the top? And then when you get...
Yes, in the hole. Yeah. That's where I put it in.
Oh, well, I do want to ask about that. Because, do you put it in boiling? Because I basically do, and I'm worried it's going to explode.
Yeah.
There's lots of discussion about exploding hot water bottles. Has that happened?
Oh, is there?
That's what I saw in the instructions when I got my new one. Exploded.
Oh, I think they just have to say that, don't they?
But yeah, maybe it's a cautionary.
Isn't it like those tags that are hanging at the bottom of your chairs?
Oh, which my mum won't let me cut off. Same fire safety.
It says, these chairs are flammable. But the thing I don't understand, it has that in clothes as well. Surely anything that you set fire to will be flammable.
Well, probably the most flammable thing about the chair is the label that says, this is flammable. Like, that's perfect. You know, drop a match on the floor. That's the kindling. Set the whole thing. But yeah, everything's flammable, right? Not many things are inflammable.
I think just don't set fire to shit.
Health and safety gone mad, isn't it?
That's the thing, Tom.
That's the thing.
Health and safety gone. She says in her hard hat.
Steel cap boobs. She's just living up to the stereotype.
Me here in my fluorescent jacket.
I, of course, am dressed as a traffic cop.
Hi Viz would be a great name for a drag queen.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it?
Hi Viz.
Hi Viz. Or maybe if they were called Viz. Hi Viz would be the show.
Yeah.
Maybe daytime.
Nice.
I'm thinking daytime.
You think? What are you thinking? Some sort of like round table with Hi Viz?
Yes, like Pebble Mill. Did you ever watch Pebble
Mill? Who's Pebble Mill?
Pebble Mill was on, it was like a chat show in the day, sort of magazine show from Pebble Mill in Birmingham, when the BBC used to broadcast from Birmingham before they shut it down. And then now they go, we've got to regionalise everything. Let's take it back to Birmingham. You did do that before. Anyway, not to slate anybody. But the...
No, go on, Tom, slate them.
Well, I just feel it's a sadness that people like Gloria Hunniford don't have their daytime chat show. But when I was ill...
Of course, she's your cousin, so you can't say that.
I can't... Well, Gloria's never said it to me, but I imagine she would be. But yeah, Pebble Mill was a lovely show. Hi Viz would be a great replacement of it.
Something to think about. Presumably all the commissioners listen to this, so...
I imagine they do.
They must, surely.
Surely.
They simply must.
We're at the cutting edge. With your HWB, that's hot water bottle. That's what we call hot water bottle in the industry. Do you put it in at the top so that when you get in, you've got like torso warmth, but you push it down with your feet so you've got it on your feet for immediate warmth? Do you know what I mean? Do you warm up the torso area?
Oh, that's nice.
Of the bed? Where do you put it in when you put the hot water bottle in?
So I pop her in.
Yeah, where?
In the middle.
In the middle, right.
So she radiates.
From the centre of the bed?
Indeed.
And does that work?
I think so.
So not to...
I don't know the physics of it.
No. But not to pry. But so does that mean that, like, does Alice have her own one?
No, she doesn't want one because she is her own hot water bottle.
She's hot water. She's, okay, so she's like Alfie. Fine.
Yes. So, always toasty. And then, a toasty lady.
But I've realised I sleep closest to the window. And anyway, it's a nightmare. It was an ongoing discussion.
Now, do you, did your mum always tell you to, do you like push all the rest of the air out? And then screw it up. And then you have to shake it about a million times.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that you
there
don't
was a lot of shaking.
Scold yourself in the night.
That's so funny because I forgot to squeeze out the air and then I had this like bubble of heat.
Oh, you can't have that.
And I was
that
like,
might explode.
That would explode. And it's going to be hot rubber all over my face. Burning.
Like that weekend
in Berlin.
In Berlin, of course. hot rubber. How is he?
Hot rubber, actually. You know what? He's doing very well. Now he's
good
gone
for him.
He's gone back to working in the civil service, and I think it's good for him.
I think so, too.
I don't know why I think that this person works in the civil service.
He might.
It's a dangerous game. So I put it at, like, chest height in the bed, so it warms, like, my back. Like, that's where it's at. When I'm brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed.
Sure.
And then it gets pushed down when I get in, so it's heating the lower half.
Right. Are you sleeping in socks?
No. Are you? Oh,
yeah. Do you? Socks tucked into my PJs.
Like a boiler suit?
In a way, yeah.
Do you tuck your PJ top into your bottoms? Oh no, what's happened?
Someone's playing very loud music. Who are they?
Probably. Dear, I don't like loud
music.
Oh
my God, there's a man delivering a parcel.
Having a disco?
Having a disco? Can you hear that?
I can't, but it's disturbing, isn't it, when people do that? I always think, very selfish. We've all got earphones, love.
That is unbelievable. I'm just going to open the window. Wait one sec. my goodness.
Can't hear it.
You can't hear it. That man's eardrums must be... I mean, he had all of the doors closed and I could still hear it.
What was the song?
Oh, it was like sort of...
House, that sounds like house music to me.
Yeah, well, my album's coming out next year, so I'll talk more about that then.
More on that later,
after the break.
After the break. I'd love to bring out a house album.
Would you?
What is it?
Just going, living room, kitchen, bathroom, we're in, my house.
House anthems.
This is the kitchen.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, I don't really know what house music is, and I don't really know how DJs. What is a DJ? Do you know what I mean?
So a DJ, it stands for disc jockey, not dinner jacket.
Confusing enough.
Well, quite. And they do live mixing.
Hmm.
And people love it.
Well, this is where I fall down. Because I don't understand how you release an album of that sort of thing. Because if they're live mixing, what do they do? Just record it, press record.
I think if they were bringing out an album, they'd probably take the time to go to a recording studio.
But what are they recording? Like...
Sick beats.
Sick beats? But the sick beats coming on after?
So they'll lay down some sick beats.
Like... sounds.
That sort of thing. And then they might put like a... Bow, 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 on top of that. Yeah. And then they might get a girl to go... I'm out and I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's always like that sort of like nonsense lyric over the top.
Yeah.
It's a bit like late 90s, early 2000s, isn't it? It reminds me of like gay bars.
Yeah, I think that that is still happening in gay bars. You and I are just frequenting them less. Because now what we would like to do is have cheese.
Indoors.
And sit. With wine.
Oh, I love it too.
Rather than being in GAY on a Thursday... getting £1 shots.
The thing is, GAY is open. That bar is open on a weekday during the day. Who's popping in?
Do you know, I thought that exact thing yesterday. I walked past it yesterday and thought, who's in there now? And it had on like, it was playing like the Pussycat Dolls. Who on their lunch break on a Tuesday is going, do you know what? I just need a vodka and tonic. And a song by Britney Spears from at least 7 years ago.
With a mismatched
probably
video.
Probably
like,
more,
video not the same as the song that's playing.
Well, no, why would you have the same?
Yeah, why? It's just,
then
why
you can enjoy two things at once.
Two things. Maybe you'll do a vodka Red Bull.
Oh, yes. But it wouldn't be Red Bull. It would be like cheap Red Bull.
Yeah.
Like Red Cow.
Yeah, something nice like that. Lovely. I don't know if things
Red Bull. Delish.
But yeah, how nice. How nice.
So nice.
To go out there. I mean, like back in the parentals day, they would go to the pub over lunchtime. No question.
Yes, but I think it was quite a different vibe to the GAY daytime pub.
Well,
it's not a pub, it's a club, isn't it?
Yes, there's that, I suppose.
I can't imagine your dad and my dad having like a cheeky half.
In GAY. On Compton Street. No, I can't imagine them. What beers have you got on tap?
Yeah, what have you got on tap? Have you got any bitters?
Have you got any bitters? Have you got a local bitter? Oh, I'd like to try that. I mean, that's me doing
it. Have you got a bishop's finger?
Oh, yeah, all of those ones. I do quite like an ale, a bitter. I like a bitter.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you're such a man.
I'm so manly now. That's the thing.
Such a geese.
I'm really such a geezer. I like a local ale. I go...
Well, listen, Tom, I'm pleased for you.
I like a microbrewery, which, as I always say, is getting pissed in a shop. That's all a microbrewery is.
Of course, yes.
And the one at the end of my road is very nice. And they do a nice local ale. I pop in there.
Well, what's it called? Like the Cheers?
It's called... I can't remember what it's called. But it's very nice. And they do a nice Scotch
Chisholm's Finger.
The Chisholm's Finger, yes.
So nice.
They do a Scotch egg. And... Mm-hmm. That's £7, but I tell you, it's a good one.
£7, though, for a Scotch egg.
Maybe it's six.
People know how to charge these days, don't they?
I don't want to, but it's a lunch.
You haven't named them, it's fine. They're taking the piss, Tom. They're taking people out to dry.
Well, you know, you go into a pub for a BLT and they'll charge you £12 sometimes.
Oh, Tom.
Now, there's a pub next to the Sand as well. So have you been there? Broken Britain.
Oh, all right, Tom, I get it. You've seen the ballet.
I actually went to Singing in the Rain.
Did you?
Minging in the Rain.
Oh, I saw that.
It
was great.
Yeah. Kev Clifton, very good. The thing is, with the main choreography, though, it's a bit twirl around and jump up and down, isn't it, with like the main Gene Kelly guy. It's a bit, I wasn't sure about it. But anyway, good show. But good show, good show. But no, I shouldn't say that exactly.
I think the twirling around is probably harder than you think it is.
But it's just like the baggy trousers. I don't care for it. I want to see.
Fine.
I want to see top hats. I bought a top hat. Anyway, that, more on that story.
You bought another top hat? How many top hats do one man need?
No, I bought the one I was talking about before. Was I telling you about it?
I don't know. You've told me about loads of top hats.
I was umming and ahhing, Suze, and then I stopped. And I went...
What did you buy a top hat for?
Well, I've just always wanted one for the last 25 years. One that's silk and that fits my big head.
And you've got one now?
I went to Locke on St James's.
And what are you going to wear it with? Trackies?
Tracky bees, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice, because that's smart casual.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I... Really that nice. Is. The There's an Instagram post.
There you go, love, you can have that.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to pick it up. What's I going to say?
I sound like I smoke, don't I? I sound like I smoke 50 a day.
It's like we're in a pub. The pub nature...
Joey, it's Estelle.
Or like one of those people who just sat in pubs the whole of their lives. Oh, just sitting
yeah.
there, having a little port and lemon.
Do you mean alcoholics?
Yeah.
Sure.
The one next to the Sadler's Wells, I think you'd really like it. We should go there. They do like all the sandwiches, which is a cheese roll or a ham roll, both of which are in the window of a fridge, which is at the end of the bar.
Great.
You know, like one of those like sandwiches.
That's the food they do. That's the menu. Food.
And maybe some right. KP nuts, that sort of thing.
Crisps.
Yeah, a few crisps. One of the,
would they know, be more likely to have sort of Walker's crisps rather than kettle crisps?
They'll have the cheapest, I imagine. And sure, usually sure, sure, or sure. Maybe not those at all, actually. Those ones that are like on a board with a little clip.
That you pull down.
You pull down. Those ones.
Would they have Space Invaders?
Might be too exotic.
Right.
But lots of like sherry schooners around the top, but rarely used. Maybe, you know.
I like a sherry. Do you like a sherry?
I do quite like a sherry, and I think I'm going to get some for this Christmas.
You simply must.
What would you drink as a sherry? A dry sherry? Sweet sherry.
Yeah, I'd have a dry sherry.
It's always like...
You can have a sherry and lemonade, you know.
Ooh, like a spritzer.
It's quite a nice tall drink, yeah.
Mmm, that sounds nice. I quite like a tequila and lemonade is quite nice.
A port and lemonade is lovely.
Oh, well, I opened some port the other day, didn't I? Port and lemon. Opened it when I was pissed and then woke up the next day like, why am I so hungover? Oh.
I drank half a bottle of port.
I mean, basically, yeah.
There you go. Should we have some correspondence?
Oh, shit, yeah, sorry.
You know this is being recorded, don't you?
Oh, God, I always forget.
I need to do one quick shout out. Jonathan, who works for the MRS Awards that I had the pleasure of hosting the other night, big fan of Like-Minded Friends, was absolutely lovely, just organised it perfectly so that I could do it, and organised for me to have a hotel, which meant that I could do my work the next day. And he is just lovely and loves the podcast, has read your book, is coming to see us on tour. So I just wanted to say hello to him. What a lovely bloke.
Hello to you. What was hello the name again?
His name is John and he works for the MRS Awards.
John.
Not the Mrs. Awards. I thought it was Best Wife. It's not. It's about market research. But it was
John.
Super fun. Lovely people.
Nice people. Yeah. Make the world go round.
Such a nice guy. Had on a purple velvet jacket with a purple dickie.
Did he?
Bow tie.
Oh, sorry. I see.
Right. Good morning, Susie and Tom. Just popping in, as while I was unpacking my decks this morning, I came across my favourite festive room spray.
Oh.
That's something we all have, right?
Yes, I'd like one of those.
And remembered a hot topic from last year's pod, festive plugins.
Yes.
It's White Company, Klang.
Oh, my.
Fir tree scent.
Oh.
It's really fresh and crisp and conjures up a Christmas morning walk in the snow.
Oh,
I think they might do it in candles and diffusers too. Thought you and our like-minded friends might like the recommendation.
Well, that does sound good.
Tom, you and your family have been in my thoughts, and I hope the last few weeks pass with the warmest smiles.
Oh, that's very
cool. The same goes for any of our like-minded friends who find the festive season a tricky one. I'm sending love to you all. Happy Christmas, everyone. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Lucy.
Lucy, what a lovely message. Thank you for thinking of us as well.
That does sound nice, a rim spray. Lucy's doing all right, isn't she?
Lucy's doing great, isn't she? Packs it away year to year as well. That means she's got spare.
I think just remembering to put it away, because I would just think, oh, well, fuck it, I'll chuck it.
I just think I'll use it throughout the year.
But it's... Why not?
Why not? Christmas doesn't mean we have to stop. You know, that's the saying.
Christmas doesn't mean we have to stop.
Sure. Doesn't mean we have to stop in the new year being Christmassy. Oh, no, I'm turning into one of those people who has their decorations up all year.
You are, yes. There was once an episode of Married... No, what was it called? Don't Tell the Bride.
Oh.
Where the woman really liked Christmas. Oh. And so the husband did a Christmas-themed wedding.
Oh, that's a good idea. Was that a good idea?
But the thing that was most, I mean, astonishing about it, the girl, and she had mentioned this, she had quite a big nose. And the guy thought the best thing to do would be to make a cake that was in the shape of a nose.
Oh, my God.
So their cake for their wedding was the shape of a nose. Oh. And she was like, what is this? It was astonishing. I mean, she married him, so are they still together? We'll never know.
We'll never know, but...
We'll never know.
We don't know.
Hi, Susie and Tom. Firstly, I wanted to say how much I enjoy listening to your podcast. Listening to the quirky conversations that only like-minded friends can have is a real pleasure and reminds me of the conversations that I have with my friend Mark, who this email is about.
Oh,
a bit more about your fabulous pod first. Recently, when my wife and I came to see you, Susie, in Burton, she said in the car that it was a bit like going to see a mate. Oh. She listens to the pod avidly each week, and as a jeweller working from home, that's nice.
Get some people there. They'll come round.
Yes. Says that she imagines both of you sat behind her chatting away in the workshop, a bit like colleagues, I guess.
Oh.
I listen to you on the way home in the car after a busy day working as a primary school teacher. It's a welcome relief gigging along to each week's anecdotes and perceptions. Wanted to also say that, Tom, you are on my bucket list to see live. Your sketch on swimming pools and tropical paradises is so funny, resonates so much with me, and king standing swimming baths in the 90s.
Oh, is that where it was now? Oh.
The light in the flumes as you go over the car park, the wave machine. I laughed so hard, I cried and couldn't breathe. So, on to the reason for this email. My amazing friend Mark, our friendship, very much like yours, long standing, can say anything to each other, and we are so similar. We were at school together and began sixth form in the year 2000, which is when we began the tradition of making advent calendars for each other.
Oh.
Always around a theme, usually about something we both like, made out of cardboard containing presents for each day. Chocolate, beer, Christmas socks, etc.
Oh, what a nice
Examples
theme.
Of themes over the years. Theatre shows, Harry Potter, Vicky Pollard, Pirates of the Caribbean, Strictly Come Dancing. The list is very long, as you can imagine, after 22 years, but you get the idea. Cool. This year, I wanted to share with you, his one to me. I've attached a photo. The Christmas Comedy Countdown. He's really upped his game yet again this year. As well as a gift each day, a QR code that I can stand on my phone and it sends me a linked YouTube video of that comedian.
Oh,
that is amazing.
That's very clever.
Tom, you were day one. And I'm still awaiting Susie's day. Thought you might want to know that your faces are currently featured on an advent calendar in my living room in Staffordshire.
Oh.
I wondered if you have any Christmas traditions that you both do together each year. Christmas for me, particularly as I'm getting older, is less about the stuff and more about the memories and traditions with family and friends. Much love to you and well wishes, Lou.
Oh.
I can tell you who's on the advent calendar. So I can see Jem Brister, Ashling B, Alan Carr, Flo and Joan, Roisin, Connor T, Peter Kay, you, Tom, Chaparat Corsandi, Josh Widdicombe, who's that? Oh, French and Saunders, Russell Kane, Sarah Milliken, Joe Lycett, me, Victoria Wood, Ellie Taylor, Miranda Hart, Catherine Ryan. And I can't work out who any of the others
are.
Adam Hills.
Oh. Did you mean to say Shappy's name like that?
Chaparac.
Is that Shappy's full name?
Yes, that's what she prefers to go by now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she said a little while ago she prefers Chaparac. So I tried to make the effort to say it.
Oh, I had no idea.
Well, there you go. You didn't need to. Anyway, how lovely is that? Ooh. What a great idea.
A lot of effort.
How creative.
Though, isn't it? Lot of effort.
Yeah, we don't make that sort of effort for each other, do we?
Unfortunately.
We take a bottle of champagne, I give it to you, then you give the same bottle back to me, and we say Merry Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. Alf likes to make personalised items.
He does indeed.
Personalised bottles, personalised pyjamas.
Yes, he sent a Christmas present to the baby, and she loved it because it had her name on it. The baby, which is of course her name, her real name. We just love Dirty Dancing. But thank you so much for your lovely, thoughtful email, Lou.
Yes, Lou, and appreciate that.
I hope you have a lovely Christmas. You're so right. It is less about stuff as you get older, isn't it? It's more about doing nice things. Are you going to have a Christmas party?
I don't know. I might just have a casual drink. Like, you know what I mean?
We're all having a casual drink.
If you're about. I haven't organised.
I'll come round tomorrow.
I was going to do like a party, but...
Can't be fucked.
I can't be fucked. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I think, anyway.
I mean, I don't mind if it's just me and you your piano.
Oh, we can do that any day of the week. Yeah.
Great. I'm outside your door.
Okay, great. Come on in. right, I've got to go, Suze, because I've got to go and get in the shower.
I've got to go. We've all got to go, Tom.
I say that. What is the time? 1:43.
We do have to go, Tom. We do. We must. We simply must. If you want to get in touch with us, you always can. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. Hey, after Lou's lovely email, why don't people email in their sort of festive traditions?
Yeah, I love that, Suze.
Festive traditions. Let us know, because maybe you and I should get one. Maybe we should do something every year.
Yeah, I'd like that, Suze.
Or at least we can do it this year and then say that we're going to do it and forget about it and never do it again.
I prefer that, Suze.
Yeah, okay, great. Let's do that then. So get in touch. Your festive traditions, funny little things that you and your fam do. Tell you what, I've started one this year for me and my fam.
What's that?
We've all got new Christmas PJs to put on.
Lovely.
On Christmas Eve, so that when we wake up on Christmas morning, we're all in the same for our presents.
Do you do a spruce of the house, clean the bathroom, change the beds?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's lovely on Christmas Eve, isn't it? Lovely.
Change the beds. Nice clean bed to get into for Crimbo.
Oh.
Because when Father Christmas comes, of course.
You want to look your best.
You want him to see. The house needs to look as good as possible. So, Tom, we'll see you next week, won't we?
We will. We will. And, I can't wait for it, Suze.
Remember, a great present for Christmas is Tom's new book.
Oh,
Suze. Or indeed, tickets to see either of us on tour.
I was going
to
say, get some tickets for Suze. Or me, if you like. But that's a very good idea. Last minute gift, of course, makes a great last minute gift.
And just a brief reminder, I am more than halfway through a new series of Out.
Yes.
If you haven't caught up yet, I think it's a really good series. I've had Heather Peace, Darren Styles. Next week is Tom Reed Wilson. I did a live show with Owen Jones. It was fantastic at the Soho. We loved it. So,
you're covering everybody. It's wonderful.
Please, trying to cover lots of different voices within the community. So please have a listen. If you haven't listened to it yet, I would love you to listen to it. It's something a bit different to this, I think, but I'm very, very proud of it.
It's wonderful. So it's truly wonderful.
Have a listen.
Yeah, lovely listen.
Okay. All right then, love. We'll listen. I'll see you next week, shall I?
I'll see you next week, okay.
All right. If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
Oh, why are you looking through the window? Anyway, okay, bye.
I'm outdoors. I told you already, I'm out the front door.
Sorry.
Okay, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.